Welcome everyone to the Stefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we have a little fun episode about what are the must-dos in Magic Kingdom. Now, this is an opinion-based.
Well, what we think is must-do.
Opinion-based.
Yeah. If everyone you have one day,
yes.
What we think you should do.
Well, or what we would do.
Yeah.
And you could take our advice, and if you don't, that's fine.
That's fine.
Before we get into anything, we want to thank you guys. Our channel's been growing.
Mm-hmm.
Audio listens are way up.
Oh my God.
So if you're listening to this on audio, thank you. Make sure you leave a 5-star review. Comment. When you review and you write something, I guess it means more than if just a 5-star thing, but anything. We'll take anything at this point.
Oh.
Any review.
We YouTube, appreciate anything.
Yes. YouTube, yeah. Make sure you just hit the like, comment, share. Obviously, YouTube gets this first. And then audio gets it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to support monetarily for as low as $3 a month or a cup of coffee, you can join our Patreon. With more content coming soon, I know we're lacking on the content. We're going to be doing a special podcast this week for the Patreon. We're waiting for some ideas. We wrote it in the Patreon. I want to know what they want to hear us talk about so we can talk about it. But let's talk about something else. Creator's Corner, our next guest. So we have two May guests. We have Rob from Ear Scouts.
Ear Scouts is first.
And then we have the Hollies, which is another family who do vlogs and they create Disney content.
Yeah.
And they're a married couple with a child. Yeah. And we relate to that. And that's going to be super fun just to, you know, get inside other people's brains that make content with children. Like, it's hard. It was hard for
us
to do content.
Kids, yeah.
But, you know, I always love the journey of how they, you know, how do you get into content? How do you make time for content?
Yeah.
Like right now, we have our oldest babysitting our youngest upstairs watching YouTube.
Yeah.
But there isn't much news.
Not much news. I mean, you see updates every day from Tiana's in Disney World.
I cannot wait.
So I can't wait for that. But like this week, I thought Halloween
swore that it was going to be not so scary week.
Well, because it's halfway to Halloween. So I don't know. Maybe Monday they'll come out with a bang.
Maybe. We're recording this Sunday.
It starts in August.
Yeah.
So
it's like, coming up soon.
People want to get their tickets.
Halloween's happening soon.
We bought our tickets last year, April 27th.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I was like, get them the first day.
And here's a fun thing.
Yeah.
That we just totally left out of the news.
Oh. What?
Food and Wine's dates are totally different.
Well, they're not totally
different. They are totally different. Last year they started, July 27th, right?
Yeah,
last year.
Pre-COVID, it always was a fall festival.
Well,
there was never a festival in Epcot in the summer.
And they're talking about one,
right.
Hopefully.
But this is not like it's normal.
But we jumped the gun. We reserved everything for August 1st.
Because they got out what they wanted. They wanted to get the people in the parks, make up the money they lost, and they extended all the festivals.
Yeah.
They've done that and more.
Yes.
So now all the festivals are back to pre-COVID.
So now we're going to go.
That's why people loved Food and Wine. It was fall. You could eat the hearty dishes.
Yeah.
You weren't sweating.
That's true.
So like end of August is huge.
That's why I
compared to the beginning.
But that's kind of why I liked Festival of the Holidays and Festival of the Arts, because it wasn't 100 degrees.
But there was no festival in the summer.
No.
So nobody.
But we went last year, we went August. And then this year we figured August again. We did August 1st. We booked.
Food and Wine.
But Food and Wine is now the end of August.
But like last year you were eating it and you're like, it's too hot to be eating this.
It's too hot to eat soup. It's too heavy. So we're going to go in November.
Right.
So we'll do Food and Wine in November. Towards the end.
Yeah.
But usually like if you're not there the first weekend, you're really not getting.
Yeah,
the views.
Any views. I mean, we can't get it out.
You get views, you know what I mean? But like, you don't get as many. The spike you see is when people are going the next year because now they're watching vlogs from 2023 to know what to prepare for this year. But yeah, that was kind of shocking that they moved it back. I mean, not because it's pre-COVID, but because recently they've been doing it so early that we jumped the gun and we're like, let's get there the first weekend and make content and be the first. And now we're going to be the last.
Right.
So don't pre-book stuff. But we have a lot of cool stuff coming. We have a Riviera resort tour in August.
Yeah.
A boardwalk resort tour.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try some more restaurants. We're going to take that money we were going to spend at Food and Wine. We're going to go do a couple restaurants with a couple lounges. So there's going to be content. We're going to do a lot of fun in-park content.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not all for nothing. But I'm very excited about that. One thing we do every time we're at Disney World.
What?
So we go to Magic Kingdom.
Well, we do. Why not?
Yes, every time.
Yeah, I have to see the castle every
You
time.
Have to see I the castle
yeah.
every time. And that might be the number one on the list because I don't even think we wrote that on our list.
Yeah, what you go to Cinder, you go to Magic Kingdom to see the castle.
Yes.
Let's
I mean,
be real.
The must do
yeah.
in Disney World, in Magic Kingdom, is see the castle.
Right.
That is the must do.
Right. For right? me, I could just go and sit on the hub and just sit there.
And we do. Sometimes, yeah. like, especially adult trips, we'll just sit on Main Street, look mm-hmm. at the castle, yeah. have coffee. I'll have a Red Bull or Monster. Because they don't sell Red Bull.
No, we had Red Bulls last time. We
brought Red Bulls.
Yeah,
we brought
Instacart, Red Bulls. Hello.
But yeah, I really think that's, you know, we're going to get into the list. But
yeah.
your must do is you got to see the castle. Yeah. Even if you're just going to Disney World and you're not going to Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Find somewhere where you can see the castle. Go on the monorail, mm-hmm. see the castle.
But did we say what Disneyland got? The Return of no. Pixar Fest.
Oh, the Return of, and, mm-hmm. and Luca and Alberto.
You know what I'm just so mad about, though? I'm jealous of the characters, mm-hmm. but the popcorn buckets. The Coco
How?
Guitar buckets cool. sold out in the first day.
I know. You should have saw the line.
The Doug, the dog from Up.
Yeah.
He's gone. Like, they all sold out so fast.
Well, I saw the line for Coco. One? I saw the line for Coco's guitar online, and I'm like.
Right. It was the guitar bucket,
mm-hmm.
Doug, and what was the other one?
I don't know. I forget. There's another one, but those popcorn buckets are crazy. Like, I wonder what they're going for on eBay right now. I guarantee.
Look at, like, the guitar is so cool.
I know.
The Pixar Sipper Ball. That was
I
cute.
Want it so bad.
Look how cute.
I know. I want it.
And it's like, looks like it's easy to eat because some of these popcorn buckets are like a pain to eat.
So you could buy one online right now for $60.
Oh.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
As
like
far?
$54, like that's not bad.
Oh, and the Pizza Planet truck bucket, he's cute.
So now I might have to go.
And they have a new pineapple coconut Dole Whip float. Mm. Why? Why do they get everything good?
Well, they got the cocoa popcorn bucket. So let's backtrack to that because I'm about to
this
buy.
This is
one.
All the new stuff.
I'm about to buy one because put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
Because cocoa is my
for
jam.
$60.
I could maybe best offer.
Look at the Pizza Planet, 80 vibes.
That's so cool.
Or 90s vibes. I
it's
mean.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you guys can't, if you're not. Watching this and you're listening to it, you're not missing any pictures or anything. We're literally looking up on our phone to see what we have. But go online and see this Cocoa popcorn bucket. I think it's the greatest popcorn bucket mm-hmm. they ever did. It rivals the Millennium Falcon one that they released.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I really want that too.
I know.
But popcorn buckets are getting great. Like we don't have much of them. We only have like the 50ths.
I have the Halloween. I think I have two Halloween, right?
You one Halloween. I bought
you the
Mickey.
The one on the Wish. Yeah.
Yeah, we got and then that was it. We have the sipper from Frozen, the Olaf sipper from Castaway Cat.
Oh, we both, yeah.
But that's it. We're not really popcorn bucket
people.
Well,
I wanted that Christmas one, but I didn't get it because I didn't have
enough room. Oh, we have the Skyliner one that Phil got us.
Oh, yeah.
Love
but
that one.
I didn't have
one.
The Christmas room because I didn't have room.
Yeah, when we travel, usually for content trips, we don't really have the room to carry stuff.
Yeah.
So it makes it hard. But anyway, yes.
So that was some of the news.
That's the news. There's not a lot of news.
No, but I cannot wait.
I feel like next week's episode, there's going to be a ton of news.
Yeah, it's going to be Halloween.
Yeah,
Tiana.
So we're going to have a lot of news. It looks like Tiana's going to be opening in June for a...
AP and a pass holder.
For the cast members first.
And then I think annual pass holder.
But then AP will be next. And then we'll see if it goes in a virtual queue. As we get details, you know, we will share them with you.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into today's episode. What must you do at Magic Kingdom? You'll find out right after this short break.
So let's get in some of the must-dos in Magic Kingdom. Mm. These are in no particular order.
No.
We just wrote down our like top 10.
And it's funny, we put it on Instagram and I feel like people were thinking the same things we were.
Yeah.
A lot of ones about a particular snack.
Right.
Let's say.
Well, we already said, I mean, the main reason you do go to Magic Kingdom.
See the castle.
See the castle.
You
like,
see the castle.
Whole experience, Fantasyland.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best vibes. Like when you think of Disney, what do you think of? Castle.
You think of the castle.
Right.
You think of the castle.
And I love that castle.
It's beautiful.
I mean, I like
I don't care about the color. I still love the castle. I think it looked great. I think it looked good. Gray. I do like this.
See, I'm like gaudy and gold, and I like it. I
like it. I like it a lot. But yeah, see the castle is the must do. But what's number one?
Oh, I put Dole Whip.
That is the one that I was just saying.
But personally, for me, it's the coconut Dole Whip.
Mm.
It's I love the coconut.
I'm a traditional pineapple.
Mm-mm. Love the coconut.
Traditional pineapple.
So good.
Yeah, that's.
But they have all varieties, like the Aloha Float.
Yep.
That's delicious with the Pog juice.
At the Polynesian, you can get a bunch of different Dole Whip alcoholic beverages, which are unbelievable.
Not many varieties.
No,
at all.
But the Dole Whip is probably what I would say. We got maybe 8 messages, and like at least 6 of them had get a Dole Whip.
It's iconic. It's Disney.
Get a Dole Whip, you know? Even,
and they're non-dairy, so they're friendly to your stomach.
Yes, right? You're not having like milk in the heat. Yeah. Like
they melt terribly, though. Disney needs to figure out something with that. Their custards, their ice cream, everything melts. It's like 60 degrees. It's melting.
Super quick. Super quick melting time. But yes, try a Dole Whip. Dole Whips are delicious. You can find them by Aladdin, right in that area.
Yeah,
and that's cool.
They have them in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, but it's kind of tucked in the back corner. But this is that Magic Kingdom. We got to do Magic Kingdom.
Sorry.
So we're going to tuck yourself in the back there, right next to Aladdin, and enjoy a Dole Whip.
Yeah. And always check with like the flavor. It sometimes they have lime.
A Coca-Cola float there, Dole Whip, once. I'm craving now because I haven't drank soda in a month.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely a good one, the Dole Whip.
Obviously, next one, fireworks. Like you can't.
Happily Ever After.
If you're rope dropping, go take a nap. You got to come back for the fireworks.
You have to see Happily Ever After. Because no fireworks show you'll ever see will compare to how Disney does a fireworks show.
No.
You know, they play Moana, you see Maui's Hook.
Yeah.
They sing You'll Be in My Heart, you see the heart.
Rapunzel, you'll see the colors.
Like it is just
spot on.
And it's so many fireworks, right? It's one after another. And the finale is amazing. And the music and just looking at the castle and looking at the illuminations on the castle.
And I love Happily Ever After.
And that's the song is perfect.
That song.
Like it is probably my favorite thing to do in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Is to see Happy Ever After. Now, last time we had the luxury of sitting on the beach at the Polynesian and watching it from afar.
I cried every night. I was just like,
every night you get these chills.
Amazing. But like then you go to California Grill, they pipe the music in.
Yep.
Like that's one thing I would love to do.
What, California Grill?
Yeah. Like the food they say is okay. But like the views, you're going for the views.
Yeah, but
or the Narcoozies, they pipe
anywhere that's near Magic Kingdom that you can see this.
Right,
it's magical. But there's nothing like standing on Main Street,
right,
and seeing it.
Yeah,
and that's
it will be congested, but like it is worth it.
Yes,
I think
especially for like first time goers or like that is something you have to do.
Yeah, you have to see the fireworks
because people think like 4th of July fireworks. No. No, like 4th of July times 10.
Right.
Like it's the best fireworks show.
Every bit amazing as you would think.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
And more.
I love it. I love Happily Ever After. Mm-hmm. You can combine them. You can get a Dole Whip and watch Happily Ever After on Main Street.
Yeah.
And combine two of the most amazing things.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. All ears, they always get the ice cream at the plaza and watch fireworks.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. Usually we are eating Casey's right about that time because I know you don't like Casey's. Yeah, we did last time. We got Casey's and then we literally went
Friars
to the grass.
Was closed. Yes. Never my first choice.
But no, not our must do is not try Casey's.
Someone might have eat Casey's. I don't think so. It's so overrated.
I'm not a Casey's person.
Those corn dog nuggets are
I mean, I like
frozen.
Casey's. I like the theming. I love that it's on Main Street. I love
the
piano player
though.
Outside. Yes, very overrated.
Mm, but that's not what this is about.
Yeah.
You know, I think ride the OG rides. Yes. You have to ride Pirates. You have to ride Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Snow White, Peter Pan.
Yes.
Well, Snow White's not really OG, but she's like.
No,
I
would say the OG's there.
Pirates.
Haunted.
It
was Splash.
Big Thunder.
Like Jungle Space Cruise, Mountain. Space Mountain, like that kind of stuff.
Peter
ride
Pan.
Those rides.
Right.
Basically, ride the rides. Mm-hmm. Just ride the rides at Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Magic Kingdom has the best rides.
Right.
I don't think they have the best ride.
Right.
As a collective, I think there's more to do in Magic Kingdom.
For everybody.
Here's
every
one
age group
that's not on the list. And I know because she told me the list before we got on. You got to have a Gaston's bun.
You have to have a Gaston's bun. I'm sorry. You do. Do not spend the money for the one on Main Street Bakery.
No.
It is dry.
Mm-mm.
And nasty.
Yes, it's big and dry.
Yes. It's just not good. The Gaston's, you get the extra icing, which you honestly don't even really need.
And the LeFou's brew.
Oh, love it.
It's just the perfect
mixture of
sweetness.
The cinnamon bun, though, is delicious.
Yes,
next cinnamon bun on my list is Summer House.
Yes, but Magic Kingdom.
Yes,
You're staying in Magic Kingdom, Nicole. This isn't must-dos in Disney. It's must-dos in Magic Kingdom.
But for real, get the Gaston's.
And there's no Cinnabon better in the world than Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because Gaston's is the best Cinnabon in the world.
Well, then this plays on one of the other ones, Spring Roll Cart. I don't think they're overrated.
No, they're not
overrated. I think they're one of the best snacks in Magic Kingdom.
Try a Spring Roll because it gives you the taste of McDonald's at Magic
Kingdom. Like I saw the cheeseburger Spring Roll. They're so overrated. No way.
They're rated. They're rated
for a quick snack. They will fill you and get the job done.
I wouldn't say that's a must do because like I'm not going there and going, oh, I need a spring roll like you are. Yeah, so I wouldn't go to Magic Kingdom just to get.
Well, no, not just for spring roll cart. No,
but I would go to Magic Kingdom to get a Gaston's bun to start the morning.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
Oh, and the ham and cheese there too is bomb.
Yeah, everything at Gaston's is great.
Right,
everything at Gaston's is great. So we have a couple things that we've already told you, and maybe you agree. But you'll find out more right after this short break.
Okay, let's continue this list. I think it doesn't matter what age you are. Get pixie dusted. I did.
Yeah, I didn't.
You go right into Sir Mickey's.
Which it was cool to see that.
Right behind the castle. And they'll do it at the barbershop too.
Yeah. Yep.
You can go in and they'll pixie dust you. And I think it's just cute magic.
You have your own fairy godmother.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool.
I think it's cute. And I think you want to feel that magic when you're in Magic Kingdom. So do it. You'll have glitter in your hair for 3 days, but.
Whatever.
I did it.
It channels your inner child. It's really cool. And let's play off that, right? Mm-hmm. Let's play off having a fairy godmother.
Yeah.
My favorite thing for our children do, they are two little princesses, is Bippity Bop Boutique.
Oh, yeah. It gets me every time. The last time, though, the one in Magic Kingdom. Oh. I mean, Disney Springs one isn't even open anymore. No. Or hasn't reopened yet. I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
But the attention to detail that was part of that castle, just walking over to the castle.
Yes.
I didn't even know it was a thing. Yeah, and I didn't even watch videos, which is not like me.
Yeah, like, because we did it so long ago with my niece that we probably forgot a lot of stuff.
I don't think we walked over.
Yes, we did.
We were with them. We couldn't go in.
No, we saw him when she came out. You're right.
Yeah, that wasn't it's different when it's your kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we walked. They walked Francesca over. The whole thing's amazing. They pick their dress. They go into the mirror. Magic in the dressing room.
The fairy godmother. It
comes
so,
into the mirror. Does the thing. It's just
you got to do it at least once.
Got to do it once. And who like what little girl does not want to be a princess? Like it is awesome. And then the cast members are so kind to them. All day long. Mm-hmm. Hi, princess.
So sweet.
Hey, princess.
Yeah.
Like
she even changed her mind and like wanted to switch her dress. And then we were like, well, we had one, but then she wanted to get one. And
not
it was
a problem.
Totally fine.
Not an issue at all.
No.
They let us buy it.
And yeah. Change and like it. Her hair isn't like crazy long or anything. Yeah. And they still got it to look perfect.
It looked amazing.
Yeah.
It looked unreal. I think Bippity Bop Boutique.
The painting of the nails, the makeup. It's just.
And the look on her face, just knowing that she was being transformed into a princess inside Cinderella's castle.
Yeah. And then with the pictures of the memory maker. Oh, that's another thing.
The memory maker.
That I didn't put on.
Buy
the memory maker. You're buying yourself a souvenir.
Buy the memory maker.
The way I look at it.
Buy the memory maker. It's like $160.
Mm-hmm. And you think, oh, no, I have my phone. I have my camera.
No.
No. The lights, the lighting is can't capture on an iPhone.
No.
Like at nighttime, your pictures are not going to look good.
No, these pictures they do are amazing, and they add magic shots, and you get your ride photos.
Not even that though; it's just the quality of pictures.
I'm just saying, like what you're paying for is you get quality pictures.
Right.
You don't have to ask a stranger to take your picture, which is a hard thing to do in Magic Kingdom because everyone's trying to go.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get that.
But you get that, then you get magic shots. It's just amazing. And then you get your ride photos. You get your photos from Haunted. You get your photos from Pirates. You get your photos from Tron. Like, that is all. You don't have to go buy the extra. And $160 for a trip, I don't think is too bad. Now, we have ours included with our annual pass. But I love it.
Yeah, we would buy it every trip, though. Remember?
Yep.
And the one we didn't, we were like, our pictures did not look good.
Yeah, because these pictures, you can go on your app. You can get them framed. Ugh. You can hang them in your house, and they're professional.
You get ride videos.
Everything.
It's so amazing.
Everything.
Yeah.
I think the memory maker is probably, that's on one of my top lists, too. It's like, see the castle, Bippity Bop for the kids.
Because if you're like love pictures and you want the best pictures of the castle, memory makers, where's that?
And after Frankie got her Bippity Bop Boutique done,
she had a little photo
posed
shoot
in front of the castle
mm-hmm.
with her wand. And that photo, I can't wait to print it out. It is like, it is like it should be in a magazine. Mm-hmm. Now maybe I'm biased because it's my kid, but it should be Disney's front page, right? That's what it should be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that definitely memory maker, 100%.
Yeah.
100% must do. Now you heard our episode about Genie Plus. If it's busy, I would say a must do is get Genie Plus in a busy day in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That is a must do. Now, if you're check the time, check the price, reference our last video. We're not going to get into it, but reference our last video. But if it is like Easter week, spring break, or Christmas break, or Thanksgiving break, buy it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Uh-huh.
That is another one added to the list. I don't know if we said we're doing 10. We're doing more than 10 because there's so much must-dos in Magic Kingdom. Because when we go, we usually spend most of our time in Magic Kingdom. We can get Hollywood Studios done in a day.
With the kids,
We can get Animal Kingdom done in a half day.
And that's
day.
The park they're always like, let's go over to. Yep. Let's hop over. Yep. Let's go there. Like, and I get it.
We do it too, though. Like, we love Epcot. But we always go.
I love Animal Kingdom, but it's closed. It's too early because of the animals, which I get.
But like after dinner, we hop over to Magic Kingdom all the time.
But like it's a beautiful park and you can't even like, but Magic Kingdom at night.
Yeah, and it's open to 11. It's open later than all the other parks. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why we're doing Magic Kingdom. We're going to do your must-dos in Hollywood Studios and all.
Right.
But Magic Kingdom, you're going to be like, wow, this is a lot of must-dos because I think you should experience. I think you should experience almost everything in this park because I really do think it is obviously the main attraction in Disney World is Magic Kingdom, but I do think it is the best park.
Yeah.
Favorite park? No. Best park. You have the most rides. You have the most food, snacks, besides Epcot's festivals.
Right.
But you have the most snacks. You have the most unique snacks, Mickey-shaped stuff. And there's the Dole Whip and the spring rolls and the Gaston's and... You have Main Street, you have the confectionery, you got all of it. Like you have the Emporium shop, which
I mean, you just have a lot.
Like, it's a lot to do in Magic Kingdom. You can do other places. I just don't feel like it's as magical.
Nope.
Right?
That's right.
Like nothing's as magical as Main Street, USA to us.
There's nothing.
Like a must do. Stay on Main Street.
Main Street, USA.
Just be on Main. Just be on Main Street.
Yeah.
Just taking the vibes on Main Street. Like it's. Get the Dapper Dan singing, chill.
Get the piping smell of the bakery. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. The smells. Oh, the smells are great. So one thing we did last trip that we never did before, and I think it was one of the most magical things I've ever experienced, so we took the Omnibus.
Oh, well, yeah, which is not always available.
But it's unbelievable.
But if you see it and you can go up Main Street and that, it was
We went to the second story.
Yeah.
And the... They drive nice and slow down Main Street.
Beeping the horn. Like, it is amazing. You're waving to people.
In the windows on the Main Street. You go right by the castle.
Yeah.
They park it in front of the castle. It's just one of those little magical things. You feel VIP. And anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it. So I think that's...
We just got so lucky. Like, it only happens, I think, early in the morning.
Yeah. It was like we were there really early.
Yeah.
And like we were, it was like when you were walking in, remember the car was sitting there.
Right. Like Disneyland has them going throughout the day because it's not like congested like us.
Their Main Street does not get
crazy. But ours is only, I believe, in the morning.
Yeah.
Never seen it at night. Way too crowded.
No, they don't run it at night.
Yeah.
They don't run at night. But like, it's amazing. Just being on that Omnibus and just, it's like a different kind of vibe. Like, I love walking to see the castle.
Yeah.
Like I love making that turn to see the castle. But like a lot of times you're so focused on the castle and you miss the beauty of Main Street USA and the thought put in behind it and the history put in behind it.
It's like at Halloween.
You know?
Like you miss those beautiful jack-o'-lanterns on the top.
Yeah.
Like I never pointed that out until I watched vlogs.
Yep.
Like I never took in attention to detail like that. I was just like, oh, yeah,
it just makes you really appreciate the detail that they do.
And there is so
being
many
on
Easter
that Omnibus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's little Easter eggs to Walt and to Disney's corporation. Like there's Easter eggs all over the place. Look them up on Main Street.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. But after this short break, we're going to roll into some more must-dos at Magic Kingdom.
Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation?
If so, you need to set up a magical alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining experience reservations 24/7 and automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert add it to your account.
So let's get into the character meet and greets.
Oh, yes.
I think. I think the number one must do.
You have to meet Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. And he's right there. As soon as the big cheese, you got to meet him.
Got to meet the boss.
And he's in the best costume. Yep. Like,
classic.
Classic. And it is a long wait, so.
Sometimes.
Like, usually 60 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say you're going to wait 45 to an hour for the princesses, an hour for Mickey.
Don't go to Disney. Like, I see comments all the time. They're like, I'm so sad. I thought the people walked around and the characters interacted with the kids. How do I meet them? They don't know there's designated character meet and greets. Yeah,
there's character meet and greets you have to stay in line for. We love meeting Cinderella.
Go meet
The only way to meet Belle is to do Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel's at the grotto next to the ride.
Right.
But you have to stay
in
line.
But you have to get in the lines, yeah. Unless you do a character meal. But do the character meet and greets, I think, is it's amazing. I mean, I think I was bummed the first time I ever went to Disney World because I was like, I thought they would walk around. I wasn't sure.
Disneyland, they do. Like, Disneyland's a different vibe.
Right, but I didn't know anything.
But, like, yeah, I mean, you watch the television shows since Disneyland and all the characters.
And they show all this fake stuff, and then you're like, oh, they're not roaming.
Fake in Disneyland. They walk around.
But definitely wait. In the line, your meet and greets are definitely more intimate, you know?
The best character interaction in Disney World, in my opinion, is Jack Sparrow. He will just walk up behind you and start talking to you.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
They had a line when we were there last time for him. A line for Jack.
Oh, not out there yet, though.
But not in front of pirates, like tucked in the back. Mm-hmm. I saw him, but we didn't have time because we had 10 minutes till she had to go to Bippity Bop. So we walked by. But, like, the one time he was just walking next to you talking.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
He snuck up on you.
And I was like, whoa.
Whoa, Jack Sparrow. Like, awesome. And you probably thought it was really Johnny Depp, like you always do.
Probably.
We do have some listener.
Oh, wait. I have one more.
What?
The Cavalcade. I have to see the cute little show they do.
Watch the show, parade.
I love that show.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's super fun. Cute. Great music. You get to see the characters. Mm-hmm. They're dancing.
They have the stage show too.
Stage shows are great. Yeah. Watch the shows. Watch the shows. Mm-hmm. Watch the parades. In Magic Kingdom. They're amazing. Devonshire Diz says Tiki Room every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic ride.
Yeah.
Would you classify that as an OG? I would, because it was one of those keys. We got the 12 main keys of Disney World, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And the Enchanted Tiki Room was one of them. So that's a good one. I do like that. Let's see what else we have. Dole Whip, pineapple, coconut, swirl specifically.
Oh, yes.
From Aaliyah. So, yes.
People Mover was one of them in there?
Yes. Yes, it is the People Mover. Yep. Ride the People Mover. Jessica wrote, book a Genie Plus for Peter's Pan's flight. So, if you don't want to book a Genie Plus, my suggestion is to rope drop and go to Peter Pan's flight.
Yeah.
Because everyone runs to Snow White and you can get in Peter Pan within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you wait till after Snow White, you're going to get hit with like a 45 minute wait. So run to, like, yes, book a Genie Plus if you want to go in late and get Peter Pan, because Peter Pan's an excellent ride. But you must rope drop it if you don't want to get Genie Plus, or you're going to be waiting an hour all day. Here comes the princess right now making her podcast debut.
Oh, she must have snuck away from her babysitter.
Probably did you sneak away?
Does Ella know you're down here?
Ella knows. Ella knows she's down here. But yeah, that is what you should do in Magic Kingdom. There's many more. Everyone has different opinions. One thing you need to do before you go to Magic Kingdom, if it's your first trip, watch vlogs. And always go with a plan.
Right.
Have a plan. Magic Kingdom is one of the most confusing parks in the world if you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a plan.
Right.
Have a plan, right? Always have a plan for Mickey's house. And that's the must-dos. That's what you should do in Magic Kingdom. What we think you should do in Magic Kingdom.
That's what we think.
There's so much to do in Magic Kingdom. It is really the most magical place on Earth. Anything you want to do there is well worth it. If you guys like what you hear, please hit that like, comment, subscribe. If you're listening to audio, 5-star review, share it with a friend. Make sure you follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because we have a lot of content coming. Two Creators Corners coming next month. If you want to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, DeStefano's Magic, check it out, guys. We really appreciate you, and we will see you next week with a new episode.
Bye.
Peace.